Stadium.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation Post Game Show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at @DMAC_LA. Welcome to the number one Dodgers Post Game Show on YouTube. If you haven't yet, do us a huge favor. Subscribe to the Dodgers Nation Post Game Show. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button and comment GOATTANI down below so you're eligible for all of our giveaways. We're going to be doing some live giveaways too, where you have to claim the giveaway live. So we're working on that, so definitely be on the lookout for those as well. Your boys in blue, they get the win in Chicago, the second of a three-game series. The Dodgers, they win by a final score of 4-3. It was the 50th win of the year for LA. They improved to 50-31 on the season, 9 games up on the San Diego Padres in the National League West, and they're on pace to win 100 games on the year. So right where you need to be. If you're the Dodgers, that number could go up, but a big night. Shohei Ohtani, he hit another home run. You had the bullpen put up zeros, 9 home runs in his last 14 games for Shohei Ohtani. 9th straight game with an RBI. That tied a franchise record that was last set by Roy Campanella back in 1955. So Shohei Ohtani continues to rewrite the Dodgers record book, and we're not even at the All-Star break in his first season in Dodger blue. Not a great night for Bobby Miller. Short outing for Miller time. Bobby Miller goes just 2 innings, allows 3 runs on 4 hits, had just 1 strikeout, threw 60 pitches in those 2 frames, just 33 strikes. We're going to talk about Bobby Miller's outing, but I think that this game came down to 2 statistics. One of them was 0-9. 0-9 with runners in scoring position. We're the Chicago White Sox today. They'll have 10 men on base. And then you look at this bullpen. 7 innings. They covered 7 innings. They put up zeros between Peterson, Ramirez, Bonda, Trinan, Hudson, and Phillips. They get the job done. And your boys in blue, they get the win. But got a lot to talk about. Is Luis Robert Jr. impressing you? He goes 1-5 tonight. His batting average down to 198. We'll talk about Luis Robert Jr. But give me those fire takes. By the way, if you get a comment of the show, you're going to see one of these. Any fire takes, you're going to see one of these. Any little sus, you're going to see one of these. But also, got to ask you, who's the Dodgers dog of the game? Which Dodger had that dog in him tonight? So we'll talk about that. No thanks on Robert. That's from BC. We got Adrian on YouTube. Miller should just avoid pitching in Chicago. Yeah, I mean, last 2 starts in Chicago, the first one in Wrigley, it did not go very well. And tonight, it didn't go well on the south side. So you're not wrong there, Kent. Argue with you on that one. And yeah, I mean, he had, I think it was 28 people in attendance. Attendance, friends and family at that game, a lot of ticket requests, but you're right. I mean, back on April 5th, Bobby Miller goes 1 2/3, gave up 5 runs on 4 hits. Tonight, he goes just 2 innings, gives up 3 earned runs. You saw Dave Roberts giving him a little pep talk. I'm sure that whatever Dave said resonated with Bobby Miller, and it's really another example of why Dave Roberts is a really invaluable manager, just because he has the ability to get inside the minds, in between the ears of some of these players. And when they're going through their lowest lows, Dave Roberts is someone that can pick them up off the mat. So that's definitely one thing that he does on an elite level, in my opinion. This White Sox team belongs in the minors. That's from Alex Renteria. No to Robert from Mike M. Bob Miller's outing was shorter than Kevin Hart. That's from Keith Potter. Keith Potter, you're going to get a finish him for that one. You know that. Actually, let's give you a bruh. Let's give you a bruh. But how about a finish him too? Huge fan, D-Mac. Can I get a shout out? What up, Joe Chavez over on YouTube? There's your shout out, my guy. I'll give you a comment of the show too. Ohtani was the MVP of the game. That's from WTEKRZ. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani really got the game kicked off in the start. And Shohei Ohtani has absolutely embraced his role as the Dodgers leadoff hitter in the absence of Mookie Betts. He's done more than just fill those Mookie Betts shoes because he's been outstanding. And today was no different. I think the thing that really stood out today was the home run from Shohei Ohtani. there, what really stood out was the exit velocity. And typically we've seen Shohei Ohtani 110, 114 miles per hour off the bat, 450, 500, 5,000 feet home runs. It's still out in orbit somewhere. Well, not necessarily the case tonight. I mean, the home run, it goes 376 feet and it was 93.8 miles per hour off the bat. Had an expected batting average of just 180. It went right over the glove of Tommy Pham out and right, but still a home run's a home run, and Shohei Ohtani continues to put up big numbers for this Dodgers team. Shohei Ohtani gets it right once again, his 24th Shohei bomb of the season, and that put the Dodgers up 1-0 early on. And we'll take a look at that bomb right here. Boom.
A lot of their careers in the American League. There's a curve that's sent in the air to right field. Pham to the track, to the wall. A leaping fly, but it's gone. Shohei Ohtani leads off the game with a home run. He goes back to make sure he touched first.
And you got to love that there. I mean, how about Shohei Ohtani? He wasn't sure if he touched first base, so he goes back and he taps first base, and it goes as a bomb, and that put the Dodgers up 1-0 early on. And then later in the game, we talk about the bottom of the first, but let's see some Dodgers dogs of the game. Who's your player of the game? What are your big takeaways? I mean, do you think that Bobby Miller is going to pitch like the guy we saw last season? He's going to pitch like that rookie year where really he established himself as one of the better young starters in all of Major League Baseball. This year, he's dealt with that shoulder injury, the velocity down about a tick tonight, about 1 mile per hour. It was down tonight, still pumping gas, 97, 98. Really was the command and the location that just was there for Bobby Miller. But in his rookie season, Miller, I mean, 124 and a third innings, posted a 3.76 ERA, sub-4 ERA in your rookie season. That's extremely respectable. This year, heading into the start, a 6 ERA in 4 games and 18 innings. Now, you bump that up to 20 innings and 5 starts. Definitely hasn't been the start of the season that we really expected from Bobby Miller. Sam Fowler says Lou Bob is a bust. No, okay, that's just a little much. That's a bruh right there. D-Mac Jr., great jerseys, look horrible with all that sweat stains. D-Mac Jr., first of all, you can stay up late and watch Daddy's post-game show, so it's okay. I'll go read you a book later. I have a Dodgers story time book. It's cool. But look, you're absolutely right. Those jerseys, when they get the sweat, especially in some of these humid ballparks and some of these humid cities that they're playing out, they look awful. They look like they don't even match. And it's just another example why Nike has totally botched their deal with Major League Baseball, and it looks awful. I mean, the gray ones look atrocious, and it's kind of one of those things you just can't unsee. Kelly O'Shea, what up, Kelly? Did Shohei hold his bat and miss first base? What happened? Yeah, you want to take another look at it. You can see right here, Shohei Ohtani, he hits the home run. Let's go check it out. He hits the home run, and here, I'm going to cue it up for you guys without the sound so we can do a little mini breakdown on the fly here. But here we go. We got this right here, and we got the home run. Let's go here.
This guy's playing a lot of their careers in the American League. There's a curve.
And then there's the bomb. Crushes the bomb right over the glove of Tommy Pham, the non-future Dodger, I hope. And then he's like, okay, then they're all pointing out at the dugout saying, okay, let's just make sure. 24th home run of the year. Goes back and he just kind of taps it, and it was okay. I think he probably got it. I didn't see the replay if they showed it on the first round of the base, but yeah, no, a home run's a home run. It still counts as 24. Hi, D-Mac. Hi, Mr. Craig Osterberg. Always rocking with us. Appreciate that. Kenny Chung says, get Flaherty and Randy. Hey, I've been talking about Jack Flaherty, and I still am going to be the captain of the Get Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers ship here. And I was the first to bring him up. And I definitely think that he's the guy as far as the starting pitcher that I want them to trade for. But Ohtani has been saving these games from Alex Renteria. Yeah, I mean, really goes out there, just manufactures the offense, goes out there and played the massive role in getting the Dodgers ahead early on. And you can't say enough about what this guy is doing. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is, to me, the National League MVP, even as a DH. And this is a once in a sport level player. I've been gushing over Ohtani for months and months and months now. But after tonight, the numbers are gaudy. The numbers are ridiculous. And he's at 356 plate appearances. So after tonight, where he hits another home run, he gets another hit, he goes 2-for-5 and also draws a walk, Ohtani's season stats, He's hitting 320, has a 398 on base. He's slugging 634 and has a 188 weighted runs created plus. So he is 88% above league average offensively. And, I mean, those are absurd numbers. I mean, only player in Major League Baseball that has a higher weighted runs created plus than Shohei Ohtani is Aaron Judge. He's sandwiched between Judge and Juan Soto for the top weighted runs created plus in baseball. Judge is currently at 206. And like I said, Judge needs to be tested, not for steroids, but it's to see if he's a real human being. I'm just saying, that guy is absolutely absurd. He's ridiculous. He has 28 home runs this season. But yeah, he gets the Dodgers going early on. And I think Bobby Miller, we're talking about Bobby Miller, because I mean, that's kind of one of the big stories tonight, is Bobby Miller. You were hoping his second start back, first one, he definitely was able to settle down after giving up those three runs early, and he gets into the deeper parts of that game. But unfortunately, you know, the Kevin Biggio error, you're in Colorado, you want to push it. Tonight, though, the bottom of the first inning, he should not have the command. I mean, he gets ahead of Tommy Pham 0-2, then proceeds to throw four straight balls. He was missing arm side with the sinker. He was missing glove side with the slider, so he was missing on both sides of the plate. And the next batter, first pitch to Benintendi, I mean, 97 miles per hour down Broadway. Does some spaghetti come with that meatball? Because it was an absolute home run pitch, and Benintendi, who's really struggled with the White Sox since signing that contract, he absolutely crushed it, and that put the White Sox up 2-1. And then next batter, Robert Jr., he reaches on an infield single to second. During that at-bat, he falls behind the count 3-1. So he was falling behind in counts. He wasn't executing pitches when he needed to. And then next batter, Eloy Jimenez, 2-2 count. Not the worst pitch. It was a sinker on the inside corner, but nice piece of hitting by Eloy Jimenez. He doubles to left to score Robert Jr. to put the White Sox up 3-1. And then you're thinking, okay, does he get chased early? But thankfully, he was able to buckle down. He got Sheets to line to center. Then he struck out DeYoung on the 11th pitch of the at-bat with a four-seam fastball right down the middle. Kind of a mistake pitch that just got by DeYoung. When you throw 97, you can get away with pitches like that. But another at-bat where you had a deep count. It was the 11th pitch of the at-bat. He threw three balls in that account. So he just wasn't crisp. He was just not hitting his spots. And then next batter with two outs, another deep count, another three-ball count, a 3-2 count to Lee. He pops to short. So that bottom of the first inning, three runs on three hits. The White Sox take an early 3-1 lead. And then bottom of the second inning, leadoff single to Lopez. During that at bat, he gets ahead in the count. They leaves a four-seam fastball up in the zone, out over the middle of the plate. Then, thankfully, he gets Sosa to ground into a double play, so that cleans that up. And then he goes on to walk Tommy Pham. Just wasn't hitting any of his breaking stuff tonight. The slider missing down out of the zone. The curveball missing down out of the zone. Then he walks Benintendi, and then thankfully, with Luis Robert Jr. with runners on first and second, and he gets him to ground to short. So after that, it was definitely clear that was going to be it for him, because just too many stressful at-bats, just not executing pitches, and unfortunately just wasn't Bobby's world tonight in Chicago. But then thankfully, this Dodgers team, they picked him up. Give credit to the offense and give a lot of credit to the top of the lineup. At the top of the third inning, Shohei Ohtani, he draws a leadoff walk. A couple batters later, 2-1 count to Freddie Freeman. He crushes an oppo shot to left. That ties it at 3. Freddie's 12th home run of the season. And you're back in business if you're the Dodgers, tied at 3. So, yeah, Bobby Miller, just not the best night for Bobby. Let's get some more takes. What would you guys grade his outing? We got a super chat here, $2 from Thomas Burry. Mookie needs to touch crochet. We got Teo is away from the team on some family stuff. Anthony Keene, yeah, we'll wait on some confirmation on that. Don't want to speculate too much, but you've seen some rumors swirling. But, hey, we need the Dodgers to get Teoscar Hernandez back as soon as possible, because he's really the heart and soul of the team. But we got some more takes here on Bobby Miller. I think we have to give Miller at least five more starts to make a fair analysis. I see. I'm going to give that a fire tag because I think you're absolutely correct. Is you can't rush to judgment against Bobby Miller, someone that is still in his second year in the show, is still coming back from a shoulder injury, and is still trying to find his footing in his second year with a team that has these extremely high expectations. So the most important thing for Bobby Miller is that the stuff is still there. The spin, the velocity. I mean, you don't have a ton of movement on that four-seam fastball, and when it's flat, it's a pitch that if he leaves out of the plate, big leaguers can get behind and drive. So you need him to start executing pitches and finding his corners, finding the edges, and then using the changeup, using the slider and the curveball in those secondary pitches. The slider was the goal for Bobby Miller this season, and unfortunately just doesn't have the feel for those pitches at the moment, but it all starts. The most important pitch, this is the only thing to take away from the show, most important pitch in Major League Baseball is a well-located fastball. It doesn't matter what the velocity is. If it's a well-located fastball, sets up your secondary stuff, and that's what Bob Miller is missing, is the execution on that four-seam fastball to get to his secondary pitches. And it's going to be a work in progress, but I definitely agree with that take, C. You got to give him some time. You got to give him some patience. His OPS is 1,030, at least from Jake Bogner. Biggio over four with two Ks. Yeah, not a good night for Biggio. Danny Cortez, Mr. Classic. We got Chief. Those Southside jerseys made our city rejects look as menacing as Doctor's Cotton. If we wore them in Chicago, the team would have gotten jumped. That's definitely a fire take right there. And I agree with you, man. Those are really awesome city connects, and I don't think the Dodgers have good ones. We got Kenny Chung. Teoscar traveled over 18 home runs. The Dominican Republic and back. He was in Chicago, but Roberts gave him another day off since his grandfather passed away. Hi, D-Mac. What's up, Diane Schroeder? Missed you in the morning stream, the fairy godmother of the Dodgers Nation streams. Yeah, some more takes. Send Miller back down and keep Knack. That's from Nando 390. Well, Dave Roberts told reporters in Chicago that Landon Knack isn't going anywhere, and he's going to be making his turns in the rotation. So you'll get your wish there, but you don't have anyone right now in the rotation that would take Miller's spot. And look, Miller, this is how he has to learn. This is how he has to develop. He's not going to benefit by going down to AAA and figuring things out down there. It's just his second start, okay? And I think today, just the efficiency wasn't there, and the game quickly got away with him. But I will say, I think a lot of it is in between the ears for Bobby Miller. I mean, sometimes the game speeds up a little too much. I mean, every time he's in a situation that where, let's say, he walks a batter, he hits a batter. I mean, he's always pitching around traffic. That's when he needs to take a deep breath, just calm down, and go pitch for pitch and start to execute. Because he's mentioned it in the past that that's kind of a big part of his growth as a player, is being able to handle those situations. And whether it's pressure situations with runners on base, or whether it's not executing pitches and these self-inflicted errors by hitting batters and walking hitters, or it's in Chicago where he's got 28 friends and family in attendance. I mean, sometimes he does press just a little bit, but that's natural for a young pitcher, right? I mean, it's going to happen. Those things happen, and that's why it's a learning experience for him, and I think that he's going to make the best of it. I think the big key tonight is, let's not forget, he missed 10 weeks. He missed 10 weeks with shoulder inflammation. So let's also not forget, back on March 29th, he had a game where he had 11 strikeouts. So he's in just his fourth start. I mean, his four starts before tonight, I mean, the numbers weren't great, but still, he still has a ton of potential. I think that the most important thing that you want to reverse from tonight's game is he had five hard hit balls in the 12 batters that he faced. And we're talking exit velos north of 100 mile per hour off the bat and up. So too much hard contact against him. That 38 pitch first inning where he allowed the three runs really just set him back to a point of no return. And anytime he needs 60 pitches to go two innings, you know it's not going to be your night. But how about we give a shout out to the Dodgers bullpen? I mean, they were absolutely fantastic tonight. Like I said, seven innings. They even pitched in traffic, and Peterson, he comes in, he gets the job done. He picks him up, and you look at that third inning, Peterson, he had a little traffic, gave the double to DeYoung. He walked Lee, but he was able to escape that jam. Then top of the fourth inning, the Dodgers offense back out there. Miguel Rojas, he grounds the pitcher. Then Gavin Lux, he draws a one-out walk. Miguel Vargas, who has continued to produce. Seems like every time he's in the lineup, he gets a hit. And tonight, you saw him have success against a right-handed pitcher. So that tells me we need to see more Miguel Vargas, not just against lefties. And I want to see him against righties, too. And he ends up singling to left. That gave the Dodgers runners on first and third. Biggio, he flies to left. That turns the lineup over to Shohei Ohtani with runners on the corners. And because Miguel Vargas is at first baseman has to play Miguel Vargas. That opens up the hole there at first. And Shohei Ohtani, he takes full advantage. 0-1 count. He's singled to right. That scored Gavin Lux. That put the Dodgers on top 4-3. And they'll get a run on two hits in that inning. Will Smith, he came up with an opportunity to drive in another run with runners on the corners, and he ends up striking out looking on a curveball down and in. But then this Dodgers bullpen, they just put up zeros, man. This Dodgers pen, they are getting it done. They don't get enough credit. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. Who do they find? They find them go out there and have success. Peterson, he covered the fourth. He ended up issuing a two-out walk to Benintendi, but then he's able to get Robert Jr. to ground to second. Nice play there by Gavin Lux. Then bottom of the fifth inning, Johan Ramirez in there. By the way, don't mess with the Johan. He ends up getting out of there despite allowing two hits. Bonda came in, and this is really the play of the game. Really one of the innings that decided the game. Jimenez grounded to third. Sheets singled to right. DeYoung ground to a fielder's choice. Lee doubled to right. That gave the White Sox runners on second and third. And you had Mendick hit for Lopez, and then Anthony Bonda comes in with runners on second and third, and he gets Mendick to fly to right. So that was the critical moment of the game with Anthony Bonda coming in and taking care of business. And you look at the top of the six, and you had another opportunity. Ohtani goes on with runner first. He struck out swing on a sinker. And another thing I want to point out today is Miguel Rojas. Miguel Rojas did not get a hit. But top of the second inning, he did get hit by a pitch. The Dodgers are 23-0 in games where Miguel Rojas has gotten hit by a pitch. It's the most wins by any team for any player in big league history where that player's gotten a hit and that team wins. Well, guess what? He didn't get a hit. They still won. Why? He got hit by a pitch. First time this year he got hit by a pitch, and the Dodgers are 1-0 in games where Miguel Rojas has gotten hit by a pitch. And then, yeah, I mean, this team, Gavin Lux had a pretty damn good night. Got to give him some credit. If you look at the box score, Gavin Lux goes 2-for-3, reach base 3 times because he also walked. And give this Dodgers team credit. I mean, he got the job done. He was in a situation where he had a runner on second after a Sheets double to left, and he struck out Lee on 3 pitches. Then Huddy, he goes 1-2-3 in the eighth, and then Evan Phillips, he goes 1-2-3 in the bottom of the ninth, and your Dodgers get the dub. So now let's open it up. Let's do just comments for the remainder of the show. Alex Renteria, D-Max, still remember when the Dodgers were contemplating on getting Benintendi? I do remember that, and guess what? Sometimes the best trades are the ones you don't make. Sometimes the best signings are the ones that you don't go through with. And Benintendi has been a bust for the Chicago White Sox, and it's unfortunate for them because, yeah, I mean, sometimes it just happens, unfortunately. There was a moment, by the way, in this game with Chris Taylor, and he was basically on his way to making the catch of the year for the Dodgers. And looked like he landed on his shoulder a little bit there on that double by Sheets. And thankfully, he looked like he was going to be okay. And I saw some people out there wishing some bad things. Not cool. Robert Prado. Hello, D-Mac. What up? What up, Robert Prado? To be honest, Stone is the best all-around pitcher. That's an extremely hot take. And I would argue with that vehemently because that's just not true. Okay, to say Gavin Stone is better than Tyler Glasnow, just objectively not true. But I do think Gavin Stone has been extremely impressive this season. I love the growth of Stone. I'm a big-time Stoner as far as being a big Gavin Stone fan. And yeah, you love to see him. But yeah, I mean, come on now. Tyler Glasnow, him along with Chris Sale and Suarez, I mean, you're talking about guys that are right there when it comes to the Cy Young. But still, look at the improvement from Gavin Stone. Last year, in 4 starts, 8 games, a 9 ERA. This year, a 3.04 ERA in 14 starts, 80 innings of work. The expected FIP over 4, the expected ERA 3.74, creeping close to a balanced expected ERA. So he is due for a little regression to the mean in a negative way, but still he's been fantastic. So here's your grades for Bobby Miller. Kenny Chung gives him an F, Nano 390 an F. Bobby Miller gets a C from Renteria. We got Jonathan Morin, D minus. Craig Osterberg gives him a D. Chris says undefeated when Michael Peterson pitches. That's a comment of the show from Chris St. Yuckes. We got Diane Keen. That figures D plus for Miller time. Noah, he a daddy now from Noah. Bobby Miller gets a D from Kelly Oshiro. Rod Dog says I give it a C, a solid D, a D minus. I think it's tough. I think you got to give it a C minus, but it's kind of one of those ones where it's a rocky start, but you have to take things into consideration like we laid out earlier. Coming back from the injury, and he's still trying to work his way back. Correct, D-Mac. What a Mr. Classic. Miller can't pitch in Chicago. Too much pressure from Denny Cortez. What is those deep dish pizzas, man? They're like those deep dish pizzas. You guys like them? To me, they're like above ground pools for like marinara sauce. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the biggest deep dish pizza guy. Dodger Z show. Apparently Shohei Ohtani loves it too, but I'm not the biggest deep dish pizza dude. Okay. Let's trade Bobby Miller for Garrett Crochet. Who says no to this? I'll tell you who says no. It's Chris Getz, the general manager of the Chicago White Sox. But
fire take
is kind of a hot take. Lance Lynn Cole. Back to Victor Banos. Yeah. I said that on Twitter, right? That Garrett Cole gave up 4 home runs today. Yankees fans thought they were getting Garrett Cole back, but they got Lance Lynn, and Lance Lynn just gave up another home run. No more Miller time. I like this from D-Mac Jr. No more Miller time, Modelo time only. You know, I love me some Modelo. That's good stuff. We got Bobby Miller needs to find a shrink. That's from Chief. Miller grade D-minus. He could do way better, just not tonight. We got some more. Give Miller more time. Complete game against Stone. Kevin, you asked D-Mock. I don't think we need any more pitching. Okay, we got Super Chat right here from $20 from Mr. Ryan Montas. Yes, Teoscar went to the Dominican Republic to support his family due to his maternal grandfather's passing. There's a photo of him in the funeral home. Yeah, prayers and thoughts for Teoscar Hernandez, who I can tell you from talking to him, he's just a great guy. He's a great guy with a big smile and a big heart, and I hope he signs with the Dodgers long term. If he doesn't, I'm going to be a fan of his for the remainder of his career because he's just a great A dude. I love that guy. Fabian Esparza is going full LeVar Ball and saying Randy Arozarena is coming, so he's trying to manifest that. Man, we need Max Muncy back. That's from Frozen Shogun. We do. I mean, they do, and the offense shows it. I mean, you're hitting around 150 at that position, not getting production from third base. Max Muncy, guy can change the game with one swing, and he's a dangerous hitter. Miller's problems are as much mental as physical. Maybe Landon Ack and Bobby Miller for Garrett Crochet. I don't think they're going to trade Bobby Miller because the thing is, when it comes to pure stuff, Miller still has that kind of stuff that's going to trend up. Guys, let's relax. R-E-L-A-X, in the words of Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, it's just 2 starts back, 1 in Colorado and the 2nd in Chicago with his hometown family in town intact in that game. So definitely just want to relax a little bit. And yes, I'm not defending the guy. I just think that you need a bigger sample to truly get back to the drawing board. I mean, when it came to Walker Buehler, when it comes to evaluating and assessing Walker Buehler, we had that large enough sample to know, okay, something just ain't right here. Things are going to take a little longer to have a true assessment on Bobby Miller. But let's wait and see. I do think that, look, this doesn't – Bobby Miller could have gone out there tonight and thrown a no-hitter, and I still would have said the Dodgers need to trade for another starting pitcher, okay? So for me, it doesn't change the calculus on the roster construction. But YS Kim says, Betts, Ohtani, Freeman, Smith, Hernandez, Muncy, Páez, Rojas, Hayward, October, let's go. Yeah, you know, you give Jason Hayward some credit too. I want to show Jay Hay a little love because he was hitting the ball hard all night and he's just been really, really solid. And I think one of the plays that really kind of defined this game was Jason Hayward in that play where you had the ricochet off the wall and he kind of limits it. So I think that's kind of one of the big things for me is he just can change the game when Lee doubled to right and You hold DeJong there at third. I mean, just a really nice heads-up play by Jason Hayward. The way he played that ball, just, and look, he's a five-time Gold Glove Award winner, so got to give him credit for that. And Jason Hayward, I think that he's, a lot of people thought he was going to fall off, and that he was a one-year wonder with his resurgent season last season back with his BFF in Freddie Freeman. But Jason Hayward, he continues to be productive. Jason Hayward went 1-for-4, was hitting the ball hard all night. And you look at Jason Hayward in the month of June, I mean, he's put together a really good season. Heading into tonight, he had 883 OPS in the month of June with 2 home runs and 6 doubles. So give Jay Hay a ton of credit for how he's played, because he's played defensively at an above average level, and offensively he's gotten it done as well. So give him a lot of credit. I still believe in Buell. That's from Mr. Classic. I would love to get Garrett Crochet. It's from Diane Schroeder. I would too. I think Garrett Crochet, pair him with Tyler Glass now, and let's go. It's World Series number 8 for the Dodgers. 38 pitches in the first inning. WTF. That's from NS. Absolutely. Biggie needs to go home to Daddy Biggio while he's taking out the trash. He should jump into the can also. Okay, Kenny Chung, come on now. That's rough. That's rough right there. I'm going to give you a bruh. But you know what? A- for the bullpen. A+ for the pen, I think. Dodgers bullpen is nails. That's from Diane Schroeder. I miss Seager. Let's keep going down here, guys. Welcome to the Dodgers Nation postgame show, by the way. If you have yet, hit that like button for your boys in blue. If you want them to win tomorrow, hit that like button. Kelly Oshiro, Miggy is just so good at shortstop, you almost don't notice. He's like a vacuum cleaner, and he's so natural there, like he's home. That's from Kelly Oshiro. He's in the 95th percentile, the 95th percentile in outs above average. Miguel Rojas, really, it's pretty unbelievable when you look at his ability to play that position at 35. That typically is the age where you're sliding over to third, you might move to a corner outfield spot, maybe you go to second base, but yeah, the fact that he's still playing at this level, and he just makes it look easy. It's kind of one of those things. When you are that good at something, you tend to just make it look really, really easy. And the thing about Miguel Rojas is, he's showing no signs of slowing down. I mean, it's really unbelievable when you see him perform like that on a nightly basis, and he can just slide in there and make it happen so easily. So, yeah, I think that it's, I mean, he has 1 defensive run saved in 178 and 2/3 innings. You look at his UZR 150, it's at plus 27.7. I mean, that's first in all of Major League Baseball. Literally, first in Major League Baseball in UZR 150. I mean, defensively, he's a gem. He should be, I said this morning, and I'll say it again, the Dodgers can win the World Series with Miguel Rojas at shortstop. You absolutely can. Gavin Lux had a good night tonight. He really did. He saw the ball well, getting base hits, and he kind of got robbed on what should have been a double down the line in right. But Miguel Rojas, I think if you can keep him healthy, especially after the All-Star break, if things are going right, man, I would love to see him as the shortstop, especially when he's even hitting at an above average level. I think you add offense in the outfield and possibly a starting pitcher and another reliever, and you look to bolster the lineup that way. We'll talk about some third baseman on the show tomorrow, by the way. I have Jose Mota joining us tomorrow, which should be fun. It's going to be an early show tomorrow at 10:30 for Dodgers Dugout Live, so just a little programming reminder there. Lance Lynn did just give up another home run. Did he really? That'd be funny. D-Mac Otani just hit another home run. That's with Keith Potter over on YouTube. So a couple more here, guys. Let's keep pounding away with these comments. Trade for Tyler O'Neill, Angel Escobar. Mr. Classic, injury just plagued this team. Get them all. Yeah, right? It always feels like, let's just load up, man. Load it up and get ready for October. We got Gavin made that push in the offseason. I love it. He absolutely did. That Chipotle push, man. Adding that weight. Benjo _NM, who are your 4 playoff pitchers right now? It's really difficult to answer that question because we don't know if Yoshinobu Yamamoto is going to return. And if he doesn't return, I think that 100% Tyler Glass now, that's the no-brainer in game 1. Game 2 is up for grabs, and I think right now you would have to say that's going to Gavin Stone as it stands before any moves and before any of these pitchers on the IL return. And then Bobby Miller, he factors in there. You got Paxton versus a Landon Knack. I mean, I think right now it'd be really interesting, but the truth of the matter is they're not going to have the current rotation as their playoff rotation. If they get the inkling that Yamamoto is not going to go back and return to this rotation, or if he's going to be limited in any capacity, they are going to go and try to make a trade. I think Jack Flaherty is going to be high on their list. I think Crochet is someone that we already heard today from Ken Rosenthal that the Dodgers are interested in. So they're interested in adding another starting pitcher. And that lets you know everything you need to know about this team's goals for this season is, despite all the talent, despite going out there and adding two aces in the offseason, they're still willing to go out there and add to this rotation. This team is as all in as any team in any sport right now. So I think that there's no doubt about they're going to go pick up another starter at the deadline. And not too many of them available. I mean, look, you had a lot. Corbin Burns gets traded before the season, right? Jesus Luzardo, he's dealing with a lower lumbar injury. He won't be back until mid-August at the earliest, so he's going to be off the table. So a lot of teams are contending. Teams are always looking to bolster their rotation, so you have to really pay a big-time penny for that, and we'll see. I mean, I think the Padres are interested in Garrett Crochet too, and we know they're always willing to trade anything for anyone. I mean, they'll give up Legoland and Tony Hawk and Blink-182 and Gaslamp, and they'll trade everything. Whatever they have to do, they'll do it. So we know the Dodgers aren't going to get completely fleeced. Nando says, not a popular opinion. Miller gets traded as part of a Crochet-Robert trade. We got to Benjo. When do they bring Outman back? What would bring him back? What would bring Outman back would probably be, at this point, I would say an injury, because Andy Páez continues to produce and play really, really solid defense in center field. Jason Hayward isn't going anywhere because he can't. Chris Taylor isn't going anywhere. He's looking better and better at the plate. Maybe if that shoulder starts barking tomorrow, I mean, he's somebody to get an opportunity. And Miguel Vargas is hitting as well. So it would have to be through an injury at this point to get James Outman back in the mix at the big league level. Angel Escobar, deep dish pizza is the best kind of pizza. Giordano's in Chicago, the best pizza I ever had. So that's fire. I'll go take that. I'll take that. And I love pizza. It's really my favorite food. but doesn't it look like a mini above ground pull from marinara sauce? I mean, come on now. I like deep dish pizza. It doesn't like me. That's from Shane Rochester. Lance Cole from Sam. Mr. Classic says, get Rosarena. I like tacos over pizza all day. I don't know about tacos, but I think burritos for sure. Give me a good carne asada burrito, an Al Pastor burrito, some really hot sauce. Man, even a California burrito. Man, I'm getting hungry. Garrett Lynn, that's from Sam. We got, what do you guys like, pizza or burritos? Let's have that talk. D-Mac, just need to give Miller a pep talk. Do it, SK. I'll do it. I'll talk to Bobby Miller. Bobby big time out there, no doubt about it. The Teo LF, Páez center field, Hayward in right field. We got my boy Wander. He ain't do nothing. What are you talking about there? I honestly had no doubts about Glasnow. I followed his status last year. Yeah, I mean, for him, it's just about being healthy, and he was going to go out there and prove that he was an elite starter. Javier Salas says, Bobby Miller is not the same pitcher as he was a year ago. He's not, because look, shoulder inflammation definitely impacts a lot of things, and he just hasn't had that command, which was still trying to get to a better place last year. For him, it's just the raw stuff. So look, how about this? Let's make a deal between you and I. Let's give him five starts. Let's give him five starts, and then we'll truly evaluate the Bobby Miller experience. Because if he was going out there throwing 93, which would be a major problem because that means something's really wrong, then I think that, okay, we could start to have the conversation. But tonight, I mean, the big issue is he has to throw strikes. I mean, he was 8 for 12 on first pitch strikes, but all in all, I mean, you throw 60 pitches, 33 for strikes, that's a little over 50%. That ain't getting it done. So that really is what you need to correct if you're Bobby Miller. Too many three ball counts, falling behind in counts, and then that forces them to kind of sit on fastballs and just not the best. And then really the mistake to Benintendi was a fastball down the middle. Jose Mota's the best. Love that guy. Yeah, we'll talk to Mota tomorrow. Love me some Jose Mota. Kevin William Hurt says, hey, D-Mac, what up, Kevin William? White Sox and contending. Crochet is the dude to trade for. No to Crochet. He's going to get shut down. Yeah, guys, if you want more on Crochet, I've done a couple of videos on him. Check that out over on YouTube. So a couple more walk-off shots here. D-Mac is invited to the carne asada. Hey, I've been to many a carne asada in my life. life, and there's some of the best parties, some of the best food I've ever eaten in my life. King Taco from Mike Lerma, Smash Burgers from Joe Def. Yeah, Smash Burgers, they go hard too. That's a fire take. We got pizza and a burger emoji from Jonathan Moreland. We got who is your dream World Series matchup this year? Easy. And that's my preseason prediction. That is the Dodgers and the Yankees. That's what we need to see. Baseball needs it. You need it. I need it. We saw what happened when the Dodgers went out and they took that series in the Bronx, and Teoscar Hernandez owned the New York Yankees. So that's what I absolutely think baseball needs, coming off a World Series with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks, which was a snore fest that had historic lows when it comes to television viewership. So that, to me, it's the pinstripes versus Dodger blue. But let me know down below, what's your dream World Series matchup? Jin Griffey Jr., first of all, I'll give you a comment of the show for that name alone. Pizza, yeah, you like pizza, tacos, El Gordo. I got to go there, Ray Soda. It's really good. We got wet burritos are fire from Alex Rantia. Jose Villanueva, wow, pizza versus carne asada fries. Jeez, you guys are naming all my favorite stuff here. Yoshi will be back. Think it into reality. That's from Shane Rochester. Yeah, I'm hoping he is, for sure. I like this is a bruh. Nando390 says Little Caesars is the best pizza. Yeah, if you're on a budget, it for sure is. There's no doubt about it. D-Mac, why is slumping in the two spot? Yeah, you know, we're talking about on tomorrow's show, Will Smith. He ends up going 0-for-5 for Smitty tonight. Just not the best night for Will Smith. And he ends up going 0-for-1 with runners in scoring position. And I think Will Smith just not seeing it right, not seeing it well, and just not in a rhythm at the plate. And you definitely want to see a better showing from him, because he had an opportunity tonight in the fourth inning after that Ohtani single, and he just struck it on that curveball on the inner half. And they're trying to kind of pitch him low and away, and they're trying to prevent him from getting extended and doing what he does best, and fastballs on the inside, getting his hands in. So I think Will Smith is just going through one of those slumps, man. It's a long season for sure. We got $10 super chat. D-Mac, you want to be going to Atlanta in September? I might, Mike Lerma. I might. I just might. Doing planning some road trips right now, and that definitely could be a signature series. Kelly says, dream matchup, always the Yankees. Richard, Dodgers, Yankees. Anthony King, Dodgers versus Yankees would revitalize the sport. By the way, shout out to my guy, Anthony King. You know, it's always love from us, because you guys, you're a Dodgers Nation post-game show day one, all the way back in 2019. So big shout out to you. And yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. When you look at that matchup, that would feed families. Okay. Can you imagine that? Ohtani versus Judge. Come on now. That would be an all-time heavyweight matchup. But BC come to NYC. Love me some NYC. But that's going to do it. Dodgers versus Orioles would be cool too. I would definitely be interested in that rematch of the 66 Fall Classic. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation post-game show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Jose Mota will be joining us to talk all things Dodger baseball. If you haven't yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button if you really want to support the channel. And also comment Goat Tani down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway, our next big giveaway. Like I said, we've got some giveaways we're going to mix in between there that we're going to announce later this week. So be on the lookout for those. But always subscribe and always have the notifications on so you're eligible for all of our giveaways. But guys, Dodgers win. They get the dub. 50th win of the season. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, nothing brings together quite like Dodger baseball. Do I got some walk-off shots? Ray Soto, Boomer 23, Diane Schroeder, have a good night. We got Chief Kenny Chung. I have a super chat. Do I have a super chat that I did not get to? Let's see. Do not see one that I need to get to. Scrolling up, we got the Mike Lerma one. I think we're pretty squared away with the super chats, but guys, I always appreciate those for sure. I'm going to spend on pizza and carne asada fries and burritos after this for sure. But let's end on this one. Jack Jeezy, Dodgers 2024 World Series champions. But remember, nothing brings together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue.